This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to President Trump delivering a State of the Union address, his spokeswoman says,
"We always like to have a plan B."
And that's what Sarah Sanders says the White House is working on after Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asks President Trump to delay the address over security concerns related to the government shutdown.
Whether he does that from the halls of Congress or whether he does that in another location, the president will talk to the American people on January 29th.
Nine U.S. service members are injured, two of them critically, after two military vehicles crash in southern New Mexico last night, not far from Holloman Air Force Base. Teachers in Los Angeles returning to the classrooms today after ending a strike that had lasted more than a week. Now teachers in Denver have overwhelmingly approved a strike that could start on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
A high school student at the center of a controversial incident at last week's March for Life says,
"In hindsight, I wish we could have walked away and avoided the whole thing, but I can't say that I'm sorry."
An initial video goes viral showing the junior, Nicholas Sandman of Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky, appearing to, in some people's estimations, smirk in the face of Nathan Phillips, a tribal elder who was drumming outside the Lincoln Memorial. The teenager denies he was smirking.
"I have the utmost respect for Mr. Phillips. It's another person that freely used his First Amendment right."
He spoke on NBC's Today Show. The mayor of South Bend, Indiana, wants to run for president. Mayor Pete Buttigieg making the announcement in a video saying it's a season for boldness and a time to focus on the future. Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey back to normal after a drone scare last night. Two drones were seen in the vicinity, grounding flights for 90 minutes. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
For the first time in the 83 years of balloting for the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, a player has been elected by a unanimous vote. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Mariano Rivera was named in all 425 ballots cast. Rivera told us he was just happy to be in the major leagues.
"I was just happy to be in the big leagues and play and give the New York Yankees as many championships that I can do it. You know, so, I mean, but this was just beyond my imagination."
Hall of Fame voting also included fellow pitcher Mike Messina, along with the late Roy Halladay and designated hitter third baseman Edgar Martinez. I'm John Clemens.
A winter storm battering the central U.S. and becoming even more intense today as the National Weather Service says heavy snow is continuing to fall across the Midwest and much of the Great Lakes region. Rain, heavy rain, will be covering much of the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic by late today and tonight. And tonight and tomorrow there could be urban flooding in cities from New York City up to Boston. And actor Alec Baldwin pleading guilty in his parking assault case in Manhattan this morning. The 60-year-old actor taking a plea deal on a second-degree Harry harassment violation, with tougher attempted assault charges dropped. He was fined $100 and must complete another anger management course by the time he returns to court in March. And remember, you can find us online when you're surfing around. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there, including all our podcasts, individual interviews that you may want to share, download, listen at your own convenience. Hey, we're givers. That's what it's all about. So it's right there, free for the taking. Enjoy yourself and get enlightened, okay, so we can get this country back on track sooner than later. Why not? Rabbi Evan Moffitt joins us now. They say he belongs to a new generation of rabbis opening up Judaism to people of all faiths with Rabbi Moffitt. You'll find an accessible guide to ancient Jewish wisdom for a happier, healthier life. He was described by the Chicago Tribune, I should say, as the rabbi we'd love to call our own, wise and kind, humble, and good beyond words. Boy, what a compliment, Rabbi.
Yeah, I know. I think I don't think the reporter had met me, so she was very kind.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, we always say the cream rises to the top and the truth is the truth, and it will find a way of, getting through the clutter. And especially in a time such as this, as you know, that is so contentious, it's so refreshing when the truth is able to break through because it enlarges everybody.
That's right. That's right. I mean, that's what your show does. I'm so honored to be part of it.
Well, I got to tell you, Rabbi, your book, First the Jews, your new book, Combating the World's Longest Running Hate Campaign. Well, I'll tell you, when God says you're my chosen one and, you got the rest of the world saying, Dad loves you more than me. That can be a problem sometimes, huh?
That's right. I mean, it's a reason there's Judaism or anti-Semitism is really the world's oldest hatred, because Jews have been victims of this mentality for a long time. And yet they never really we've never really said, we're victims, have sympathy on us. Jews have survived and thrived.
Yes.
And but sadly, we're seeing this resurgence today, and I think it's revealing of some of the deep cultural and political problems we have in our country, and Jews are often the first victims, but never the last.
Well, maybe by way of prophecy, this is all pointing to, some end times awareness that we should be connected with. I mean, God did say this was going to happen. There would be a time of peace for Jews. I mean, first of all, that a nation, who else but God could reborn a nation in one day? It never happened before historically. 1948 comes and shabam, here we are. The Jews have their own country. Amazing that they held on to their culture the way they did. It had to be, the hand of God to make this happen. And
right.
I have said and maintained, Rabbi, that ever since that day, it was as if God's hour hand in his prophetic clock was set. That is
That's
set.
Right.
And all we're experiencing now are minutes and seconds as we head to the final days.
Well, it's interesting. I talk in the book, First the Jews, I talk about that was written in 1948, right after the establishment of the State of Israel. The chief rabbi of Israel wrote this beautiful prayer where he said that this day marks the beginning of the flowering of our redemption.
Wow.
And that was his poetic way of saying that we are looking towards the end of time, that this is a miraculous moment that we are experiencing.
Right.
And we need to be mindful of that. And it seems like the world has forgotten about that.
Yeah, and I think the call here, Rabbi, is like you're suggesting, is that you've got to get your brain around the fact that it's the Jews first and us. It goes through, you know, the nation of Israel, God's appointed people, to do what he promised Abraham that he would do, and that is that he would bless the Jews to bless the Gentile nations. And those who are consistent with God's blessing on the Jews, so those who bless the Jews will be blessed, those who curse will be cursed. And for thousands of years, we've seen God fulfill his promise to that point.
That's right. And I think, you know, one of the points that I try to make in this book is that the reverse can also be true, that when Jews are targeted, you know, anti-Semitism has existed forever, but it's reached a new point today. And Israel is, in a sense, on the front lines of a lot of the cultural and political wars that we face today. And when Jews are targeted, we know that others are not far behind. Mm-hmm. And so whereas, yes, redemption comes first through the Jews, but also the kind of challenges to that redemption, the in Judaism we would call it the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination that's within humanity,
yes,
it often targets Jews first. And that's why I called it First the Jews, and that's why I wrote this, because I wrote it for a Christian audience.
Mm-hmm.
They're Jewish readers as well. But
right.
They need to be aware of this phenomenon. We need to be aware of because it's a lens through which we can see much broader trends.
Well, you know, you look, as you say, you don't have to go that far back in history. Let's just go to World War II and what happened with the history of Germany. The Jews were persecuted. They thought, you know, they themselves thought, oh, well, you know, this isn't going to happen. But it did. And, as the saying goes, when they came for the Jews, I didn't worry too much because I wasn't
right.
Jewish, right?
You got that so right. That's one of the most powerful quotes. And the truth is it followed a historical pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Germany was this great world power, and then it started persecuting its Jews. And where did its Jews migrate to? America. Albert Einstein was a refugee from Germany, and his technology helped America win World War II. And after World War II, America was the great power of the world, and Germany was essentially a wasteland. The only reason it's strong now is because we helped rebuild it.
Exactly.
But when it started targeting Jews, that was the beginning of its downfall.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, there's two sides to this coin. You know, we talk about persecution and what is yet to be realized, although America, I would say, has realized the blessing because as they have been the big brother to the Jews, as Bibi Netanyahu would say, look what's happened. You know, God has blessed this country. But also we've realized, very well documented by Bill Koenig and also Dr. John McTiernan, that when we get in the way of God's intent and purpose for the Jews, kind of coincidentally, we get hit with a natural disaster. The last time I checked, it was probably close to $1 trillion worth of natural disasters. And we're not talking in one or two events. We're talking at least a dozen, if not two dozen events that have occurred right on the heels of America interfering with God's purpose, exchanging land for peace, God's foreign policy for the Jews. You would think that maybe our politicians would learn their lessons.
Oh, that's fascinating. I have to take a look at that research.
If you have not seen this, this will blow you away. And I believe it's must read for everybody, including a very aggressive newly elected Palestinian who is leading this charge in our own country. And who would have thought that would ever happen?
I mean, yes, it's astounding. I mean, I think one thing that gives me comfort, I mean, First the Jews is a lot about the challenges we face and why we need to stand up for Jews, but Americans remain very strongly pro-Israel, and I thank God for that. And I think it's because we understand this truth.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Rabbi Evan Moffitt, and we'll continue our conversation. His new book, First the Jews, Combating the World's Longest Running Hate Campaign. You think about it. you know, what has happened to the Jews? Again, we most recently just think of, you know, what happened in World War II. But this has been historical thousands of years because God said, hey, you're my chosen people. And, you know, and that is the challenge that we have before us. Is God really said it? He meant it. And there is an ultimate plan and purpose. And if we go along with that, if we're in alignment with it, it goes well with us. If not, we've been
the United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's D-E-M-O to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, that is the challenge, isn't it? You know, do we really know what we say we know? And are we really believing what it is we said we believed? I mean, if you think about it. And you think about the life changes that would occur if we were so passionately and deeply committed to the things of God. We're talking with Rabbi Evan Moffick. I guess, Rabbi, you're one of your noted as probably the youngest senior rabbi of a large synagogue in the U.S. When you were 31, you were named a senior rabbi of the congregation Solel in Chicago. And as we were talking off air, what I love about the Hebrew language, it is so rich and dynamic and full that you can look at, you know, what seems to be a simple word, you know, five letters, Solel, and it can mean so much because of the dynamism of the language. So Solel for our audience, what does that mean?
It means pathfinder or trailblazer. And it comes from the book of Isaiah, where God says to Isaiah, "Tisalel, make for yourself a path." Mm-hmm. And so the founder of our congregation loved that verse, and he wanted the congregation to be kind of blazing a new path for the Jewish people. In many ways, it was founded shortly after the establishment of the State of Israel. And I think that deeply influenced the rabbi, that he believed we were entering a new time.
Well, no doubt. I mean, exactly. And here we are further on down the road yet. And with this increasing antagonism towards Israel, the BDS movement, of course, that we've heard so much about recently. And, this growing animus towards Israel, it has to be telling you that God is up to something here.
That's right. You know, and it really started it's been around forever. Mm-hmm. But so I'm 40 years old, and, you know, I was the youngest senior rabbi a while ago. I feel like I've aged. My kids have aged me more. it really started in the 1990s when I was growing up. It was actually a wonderful time for Israel. I remember visiting with my grandfather in 1994, and it was just a welcoming, warm, you know, incredibly safe place. We thought maybe peace was on the horizon. And then we get to 2001, and even before September 11th, there was this conference in Durban, South Africa, under the auspices of the United Nations, where Israel was condemned as the number one terrorist sponsor in the world. And Iran was the country leading the commission. Oh. And I think that was a sign of worse things to come.
Well, without a doubt. And then, of course, it got crazier. And then thank God for one Donald Trump. That said, no, that ain't going to happen. And, by the way, all these previous presidents who said that the embassy was going to stay in Tel Aviv, but it should be in Jerusalem, and we're moving it to Jerusalem.
Right. I mean, did you notice people avoided moving the embassy for 30 years because they thought it would unleash this awful... nothing's happened. It's been a huge success.
Right.
It just shows you that people are afraid of things they don't need to be afraid of.
Yeah, without a doubt. And as you say, I was honored a couple years ago to go with Kufi to Israel.
Mm.
And it was such a blessing. It was a whirlwind of an experience because we were there for like 6.5 days and you're trying to catch so much. And the disappointment that I had because there was a friend of mine in Bethlehem based there. And I didn't get a chance to connect with him because that was when they had the knife intifada going on. And so they were not letting tourists or anybody go into Bethlehem. I guess the night before we left, there was a woman, a single mom with four kids a guy went in, broke into the house and knifed her. You killed her.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, Kufi's an amazing organization.
Yes, they are. But there's so many other organizations, Rabbi, that are just, you know, their hearts are just, I mean, you know, look at, you know, we worship, you know, the same God. We're reading, you know, Old Testament, I mean, the Bible, scriptures. We have so much in common that when
That's
you
right.
go there and you're at the Western Wall and you're putting your prayer into the wall as millions of other people have done. And then we happened to be there on a Friday as the Sabbath was coming in. And for the Jews to come dancing into the area there and celebrating, the Sabbath, it was like, wow. It was just
so powerful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Israel is a modern miracle. And it's just shocking that this time of anti-Semitism would emerge at this time where Israel, you know, we talk a lot about times and the importance of times. I mean, Israel is now 70 years old. Mm-hmm. 70 is a very important number in the Bible. And there may be a connection between the kind of surge in anti-Semitism that's in First the Jews and right. And this time period, which means that it's more important for everybody now to learn about what's happening. It's more important for everybody to be aware of anti-Semitism and standing up for Israel. And it's really, I think it's another modern miracle of the 20th mm-hmm. century is the kind of reconciliation that we've had between Jews and Christians. Really, it's amazing that the tour guides that I know in Israel are just so inspired and amazed and grateful for the millions of Christian mm-hmm. tourists, pilgrims that come every year. It's incredible.
Well, I got to tell you, when I was on the plane, I got to know, I would say Orthodox Jews that were on the plane. They were fascinated with what was happening in the United States, how Christians believe, and the conversations that we had was quite rich. And I was so grateful for that time because it made that, 10-12 hour flight rather quick. So we were able to pass time in an exciting and rewarding, sort of way. You know, the thing about this increased anti-Semitism and this angst that is targeted, and of course this has been going on, but we know that what will happen on the other side of this is there is a predicted time of peace, where Israel will be living with its neighbors without borders. And so that time will come. And, of course, when that happens, then get ready, because, as they would say in the vernacular, all hell's about getting ready to bust loose.
Yeah, we have to be mindful of the bigger picture. And I think, mm-hmm. There is a deeply devout group of Jews in Israel that are aware of that. And I think all we can do is, I like to say as human beings, all we can do is simply do the best we can to follow God's will. Amen. And I think that, as you pointed out, and that's the quote that is so central to me that I talk about in First the Jews, is God blesses those who bless the people of Israel. Right. And God will bless those who bless you. And we just have to keep following that, keep focusing on that, keep trying to be as obedient as we can.
Well, the part of Scripture that rings in my heart repeatedly is in God's conversation with Cain. After God rejected his sacrifice, and he was down in the mouth, and he says, look at it, if you do right, will it not go well for you?
Right.
I mean, that's, to me, that just sums up everything. I mean, if we're in alignment with God and God's purpose and intent, that's what right, righteousness, holiness, the completeness,
right.
Nothing lacking. I mean, because God, when God does something, it's not theoretical, right?
It's
all exact. Nope. And so if we're consistent, if we yield to God's his sanctity, his holiness, and his purposes, it will go well for us. Otherwise, we're kicking at the goads, and then we become Democrats and Republicans and whatever,
What's also so powerful about that quote is one of my favorite verses too. Is it acknowledges that we have free will. God gives us guidance and choice, but we are responsible for our choices, and we have to make the right choices. And that's why we have to learn about anti-Semitism. And that's why I hope everyone can really read this book and do something about it and act for it, because it's within our power to help stop this.
Amen. First the Jews, combating the world's longest running hate campaign. Rabbi, available at all the usual places, I take it, right?
All the usual places, bookstores, Amazon, Christian bookstores, it's available.
Well, Evan Moffick, at one time the youngest senior rabbi in the United States. Wow, I mean, his insight and I'll tell you, the acclaim and the praise that you're getting, Rabbi, is absolutely outstanding and worthy of it, because it is a powerful book, and especially for Christians, but I would say Jews as well would be blessed by your insight. And thank you so much for sharing. Rabbi Evan Moffick on Bill Martinez Live.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs. Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to President Trump delivering a State of the Union address, his spokeswoman says,
"We always like to have a plan B."
And that's what Sarah Sanders says the White House is working on after Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asks President Trump to delay the address over security concerns related to the government shutdown.
Whether he does that from the halls of Congress or whether he does that in another location, the president will talk to the American people on January 29th.
Nine U.S. service members are injured, two of them critically, after two military vehicles crash in southern New Mexico last night, not far from Holloman Air Force Base. Teachers in Los Angeles returning to the classrooms today after ending a strike that had lasted more than a week. Now teachers in Denver have overwhelmingly approved a strike that could start on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Against the power of the unknown. And I will not stand alone. Cause you're my defender.
Just the way you like us, fresh and independent, yes, and loud, too. So turn it up, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. Eddie Scarry is going to be joining us in just a few seconds. The pundits are having fun with Donald Trump's, one of his latest tweets, build a wall, crime will fall. He says this is the new theme for 2 years until the wall is finished. Under construction now of the Republican Party. Eddie Scarry joins us now. He is, of course, a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Are you kidding me? We get to have all kinds of things to talk about. I mean, you know, the government may be partially shut down. I'm not sure I would like to be one of those 800,000 non-essential employees. I mean, what a title to carry along with you, right?
Well, I know some of those people, and they're actually having the time of their lives. I don't know if that's I would assume that's not the case for all of them or even most of them, but there's a sizable majority of them. I think the 800,000 number needs to be trimmed down a little bit. I know plenty of people that took the opportunity to head to the Bahamas or have a nice little stay-at-home vacation.
Exactly. Well, I'm sure they're probably telling them, don't look like you're enjoying yourself too much. You better look miserable, you know, or we're going to send Nancy Pelosi over to have coffee with you. I got to tell you, you know, some of this stuff that's happening right now. Yes, I mean, you're talking people that make a lot of money, And, you know, and that's not to say many of us don't live paycheck to paycheck, because no matter how much money you make, it's all relevant and relative, I guess, that you could end up, even though you make over $100,000, you could find yourself, you know, missing a bill or having problems meeting your obligations. The thing I find curious is that some of these people have said, hey, look, I'm not going to go to work. But what would be interesting is that when it's time to pay them, you know, retroactively for all their missed pay, you know, are they going to be docked because they didn't show up for work, or are they still going to be there to get their entire paycheck?
Yeah, I think that actually it works out to where if you're missing work, you take, you actually, that counts as your sick days, your vacation days. Mm-hmm. So that, I guess that mitigates the problem a little bit, but at the same time,
right,
it is true for the people who actually are just off, that mm-hmm. they're furloughed. I believe they still get the same money that they would have gotten otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's unfortunate that it's come down to this, that no negotiation. You know, Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to negotiate. You know, she just says, look at, you know, open up government. And I think it's quite curious. I was looking at this number. A friend of mine brought it to my attention that Nancy Pelosi got, what, 221,000 votes, right? Donald Trump gets 63 million votes, and Nancy Pelosi's 221,000 votes is trumping the president.
Well, I think everyone should do what I did, particularly in Congress. What they should do is go to the busiest section on the border. I just got back from that trip this weekend, mm-hmm. and I had a five-hour tour area of that of that section of the border in Texas, McAllen, Texas. I think that's where the president went just recently.
Right, exactly.
And I talked to the agents. They all say we have some bits of wall, and I saw it, and it's actually a very substantial wall. Mm-hmm. It's like half concrete, and then about half of the bollard steel. It gets close to about 30 feet. I don't think it's quite 30 feet, but they all say they need it. They say that the area was basically unmanageable before they got it, which is about 2008 or so.
Right.
And that's what they're looking at. They're simply asking for more of what they already have. They just need more of it. They need to control the areas that are basically out of control still, and that they don't have the resources they need. They can build that bit of a wall. I don't know how much the $5 billion is going to get them, but they got to start somewhere.
Exactly.
And anyone that goes down there will find out this is not a political issue for those people.
Well, and you bring up an excellent point, and we'd said this earlier. Nancy Pelosi, instead of worrying about going overseas, maybe she ought to take her posse down south to the border. We'll pay for drinks. She can have happy hour every day, and you know, and see what's happening, you know, for herself. But of course, Christian Nielsen tried to say, well, here's the facts of what's going on the border. She said, I'm not interested in your facts. I mean, it's like, well, I thought we had a problem here. I think it's a bipartisan issue, because last time I checked, it's not just Republicans that are being affected by this porous border. I mean, this is equal opportunity. I mean, Republican, Democrat, Independents, they're all being affected by this porous border. And, you know, why would you not want to listen to the professionals who are there telling you that this is what works? And, oh, yeah, by the way, let's go back. How many times have the Democrats promised to give us a wall? I mean, let's just go back to Ronald Reagan. Here they promised, hey, look, just, you know, amnesty for these three million, and that's it. We'll behave. We're going to get this squared away. We won't never let this happen again. And here we are. And it's happening again and again. And forget about 11 million. I mean, that is such an underestimate. There's probably more like 30 million that have come in since then, and that we're going to have to deal with.
Well, right, and I think part of what you said, there are a lot of problems that are coming into the U.S. from across the border. A lot of it's from Central America. Mm-hmm. But when you talk to the border agents, they actually put it in a different way. The problems that should be fixed is a lot of the smuggling. There's this entire business, this entire industry, a very lucrative industry of smuggling mm-hmm. people in particular, who are
exactly.
abused along the way coming up from Guatemala or wherever else in Central America. They're abused when they're coming into the U.S. They're extorted for money. They call the family and say, well, we're not letting them out of this stash house, which, by the way, have all kinds of miserable conditions. They're stuffed in there. It's unclean. And so you want to shut this down. You got to make it as hard as possible for people who are coming across illegally and sneaking into the country. You got to shut down what's going on down there. It is a humanitarian issue, and we were fine saying that under Obama. Suddenly it's not okay to say it, and we just have to pretend it doesn't exist because Democrats don't want to give Trump the wall, which is not even a Trump wall. They've been asking for the wall since the 90s.
Exactly. This is an American thing. This is not a Trump thing. You know, he understood that. 63 million people voted, and no doubt one of the main reasons they did was that he was going to secure the border. So now, Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want to parse words. Well, you know, the Mexicans aren't writing a check for it, so, you know, that makes it less, you know, of less value. Well, you know, at the end of the day, I think anybody with any kind of modicum of intelligence knew the Mexicans were not going to write a check, but there's ways to get it from them. And so what does he do? He negotiates, renegotiates NAFTA, gives us the USMCA, and shazam, there's your money.
Well, yeah, and I think even going back to the campaign, I think, one, the overall idea was we need to move in this direction when it comes to getting illegal immigration under control. Otherwise, what we had under Obama and decades before that was not working. So this is the direction we need to move. First and foremost, that was the message. Then you have the wall, and yes, that's important. The border agents have been asking for it again since the 90s. And then the joke was that Mexico was going to pay for it. I guess one way or another, you can withhold foreign aid. You can do it through money remittance payments that are going to Mexico.
Sure.
You can do it through the way that Trump says, which is, well, you know, it's a net gain for us if we renegotiate the NAFTA deal. The whole idea of Mexico paying for it, yeah, I don't know that anybody in real life actually thought this was going to be a check or a bag of money that showed up in the U.S. Treasury.
Right. It's a campaign slogan, and we know about campaign slogans. You know, they're cute. You can hang your hat on it, but at the end of the day, how many are realized? But, you know, to the credit of this president, a non-politician, oh, by the way, out of the bureaucratic beltway, he comes in and promises that he makes. He's actually earnest about trying to fulfill them. Okay, so, you know, for some of those Democrats that want to go sideways, yes, Mexico is not writing a check. You knew it. Everybody else knew it that they weren't going to. But we will get money. I mean, hey, if nothing else, I like Ted Cruz's idea, and that is, what do they got, about $16 billion tied up from El Chapo, right? Something like that. So what Ted Cruz is saying, hey, get that $16 billion from El Chapo because it's going to come to the government anyway. We've got the money. It's frozen. And we'll just assign that to the wall, right? I think clever idea. I mean, it's better than a cake sale or a churro sale on the border. We've got Eddie Scarry with us, and we've got more from his insight of his visit there at the Mexican border. This is Bill Martinez at 18 before the top of the hour.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and
publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurts, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece in the open of my heart.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. E pluribus unum, okay? In many, there's one. But we have to understand what the one is, right? You know, it's kind of like that movie Willow. There's one thing. You gotta discover that one thing. Our founding fathers gave it to us. And it was spelled out, I thought, quite clearly in the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. This whole American experiment, this is what we rally behind when you embrace and understand what's going on. And it's sad that today's youth and those of academia are deprived of this brilliant document, which is the very basis of what unifies us. Ignore that, then we have the chaos that we have today. So I think with any idea, we say because of freedom of speech that it's valid to discuss in the marketplace. But to me, the true test of every idea does it add or take away from the proposition of unity? Different ideas, all these diverse ideas and concepts, cultures, everything, brilliant. But what adds and what takes away? I think that is the consideration that needs to be brought to the forefront, and if we do, then we can be unified and get this country back on track, get it open again, huh? Let's be open for business. Eddie Scarry continues with us, a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. He did something that our politicians should be doing, and Eddie, you know, to your point here, that was one of the questions that I had, is how many of these politicians that are arguing about the wall and, you know, mincing words and all this other stuff, how many of them have been there at the border?
Well, some of them pretend that they're going there and seeing it, but then they just mislead on what they've actually saw, or they deliberately go to areas that are not the most important. I think that probably Beto O'Rourke probably could do a very good job going to the border as good as anybody else and seeing what I saw. I went to the most crossed area, I think, in 2018. This was in McAllen, Texas, the Rio Grande River Valley area. Mm-hmm. Most crossed area in 2018, it had about 160,000 apprehensions of illegals. That's the next closest one is Tucson. It has about less than a third of that.
Wow.
And it's a complicated area in this particular spot because in Texas in particular, so you have Arizona, New Mexico, and then California, they have their land that's up against the border is not private. In Texas, you've got a lot of private land, a lot of farmland, a lot of federally protected sanctuaries, and then on top of that, you have this river. The river is the border. The thing that's interesting about that spot is that the wall that they do have there, which they say works, it helps slow down any illegals that are darting across from Mexico. What they do is the Mexicans they're smuggling Guatemalans or Central Americans, they bring them across the river, which is a very short distance, 50, 60 feet. I can look across and hear them on the other side.
Right.
They don't even have to be yelling. I can hear them.
50, 60 feet is all? That's it?
Yes.
Wow.
In other areas, it's probably wider, but in this particular area, it's very easy for them to get across because it takes nothing. It's a very short trip. Probably takes them less than 15 minutes. They come across, and if they're stopped by a wall, if there's one there, it's very helpful for the border agents. They say they want more of it. But the other thing I think people need to understand is it's not just the wall. What they have to have is they're asking for some technology, which is mostly cameras, so that they can see them. The agent who's monitoring this video sees it, tells the other agents, hey, go here. We see people. That's where they're going. But the one thing that's going to be the hardest part is the asylum law right now. The way it is the wall that they have, they say it's effective, and yet it does not separate the U.S. from Mexico. It separates the U.S. from more of the U.S. until you get down to the Rio Grande River. And then they have all this space. It's about a football field length of space in some areas where they're walking around. Sometimes they get lost, but otherwise they're looking for an agent actually to come and say, hey, I'm seeking asylum.
Exactly.
The second they say that magic word, which the smugglers have told them to do, they have to begin a process. There's thousands of them that then have to be they're given a court hearing. They can't be sent straight back to Mexico because a lot of them are Guatemalan. They don't have the right to be in Mexico or from El Salvador, Honduras. And so they're then just said, promise us that that you will come back for your court hearing.
Right.
About 30 to 40% of those people don't show up for their court hearing.
I thought the number was twice that. Is that what they determined? It's more like 30, 40? Because I've heard numbers as high as 85%.
I'm using numbers that looked from between 2012 to 2016.
Okay.
That was the latest data I saw from PolitiFact, and I think they were using the Department of Homeland Security numbers. You can probably cut the numbers depending on what period of time you're looking for, but 30 to 40%,
yes,
that's a lot of people
right,
that aren't
exactly
showing up, and they just disappear into the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and God knows what else goes on. Well, the thing is, and this question came up a while ago, Eddie, is that, you know, these people that choose to come in other than, you know, through a regulated door, we got 48 monitored entry points. You know, to me, I would say, look at, regardless of what paragraph you read and that you've been taught to read, if you come in and you've broken the law right there, I mean, I'd have planes or buses ready just to put them on and take them back. You know, next stop Guatemala or Honduras or whatever, and instead of bogging down our system with people that broke the law to begin with.
Again, that's why this is so much more difficult than a wall. The wall is the easy part. I mean, it's hard enough in this particular area because you have this river that's running through. You can't mess with that because the farmers need it. Otherwise, they can build wall structure. They have some already. They're looking to build more. You can do it. That's the easy part, even though it is difficult. But the really hard part is going to be changing that asylum law. Democrats have absolutely no interest in doing it. Many Republicans actually have no interest in doing it. And yet the wall is not going to stop the people who step foot onto U.S. soil and instantly claim asylum, because then they're given all kinds of legal protections. And again, if they're able to just say, all right, well, I'll show up for my court date some months from now, and then they just disappear into the country, the wall is not going to stop that. That's an issue that the Congress has to take up. They have to fix that. And the border agents, when I went down, I talked to the top one there that controls the law enforcement in that area. He said this has been totally exploited. This is meant for people fleeing communist countries, areas in Africa that are war-torn. It's not meant to be for people who are, you know, in less advantageous countries like Guatemala, where things are, you know, not as economically sunny as they are here. And yet the word's gotten out. The internet made it easier for them to figure out, okay, well, if I just say this one magic word once I get on soil, U.S. soil, I can probably stay. And if they don't want me to stay, I can disappear anyway.
Yeah, without a doubt. And now you're operating in the shadows and waiting your time until, you know, the Democrats once again, you know, make some sort of effort for amnesty. But boy, I'll tell you, that is something that, you know, is you talk about non-starters. You bring up the A word, and you know, that's problematic. But meanwhile, we continue to allow this problem, you know, to grow and metastasize. And you know, you think of these border agents, Eddie. Did you have the sense that they felt some sense of futility?
You mean that they're doing an effective job, or
I mean, because you would think, I mean, in any kind of job, you want to feel like, you know, what you're doing is making a difference, and that you've got the support of the, you know, your bosses and that sort of thing. And here it is; it's been so politicized. You know, you've got Democrats wanting to get rid of you know ICE and Border Patrol agents and what have you. You know, God bless them for hanging in there.
Sure, they seem very proud of the job that they do, and I suppose they should be. I think that they kind of view it in two different ways. They view it as one, we don't like the smuggling, which involves a lot of abuse, sexual abuse in a lot of cases. They don't like that business that's going down below our border, and there's a lot of it, and they want to shut that down. So that has nothing to do almost with us here. It has everything to do with what's south of the border, and it's a humanitarian issue.
Exactly.
A global humanitarian issue. And then the other half of it is that, they say, well, the policy right now is we're supposed to secure the border. So that's what we're trying to do. We could use some help, but that's what we want to do. If that's what we're not supposed to do anymore, let us know, and we'll completely change the way we do our job. But as of right now, that's the assumption. So that's the way they view their job.
Well, and as you say, Eddie, and people need to really think a little bit about this humanitarian issue. I mean, we're talking fellow human beings. We're talking fellow Americans right there, you know, protecting our border. But they're seeing the rawness of this life of young girls, you know, coming, traveling hundreds of miles, you know, by foot and otherwise. And then they become sex trafficked. You know, their parents have given them birth control pills saying, hey, before you get on this journey, here's some birth control pills because chances are you're going to get raped. How do you tell your daughter that? I don't know. I mean, it's mind-blowing, you know, the kind of desperation that must be existing with these people. But you've got other Americans, you know, Border Patrol agents who are guilty of being human beings and having compassion, you know, being there as one Border Patrol agent related his story about, you know, finding a dead child, you know, a child that had died that was like 4 or 5 years old. I mean, what a heartbreak. And like, what? We're so insensitive, it doesn't matter to us. But because of our laws and how messed up they are, we're promoting, you know, that kind of activity, and we're going to get more of the same. And they see it. They deal with this every day, don't they?
Right, and that's it. It is a legal issue. It's the law. They need the infrastructure, but it is a matter of the laws as well. When I was there, we came upon they're taking me down from where the wall is towards the river. Right there on the side of the path is a family of eight. It looked like it was a mother with seven. I assume all of them were her children. One of them was probably less than 2 years old, and they were sitting there. They were brought here from Guatemala. Smuggler sent them across the river, the short distance across the river on a raft. They said, we got here. They told us to find an agent, but we were walking around because it was fairly early in the morning when we went there.
Right.
They said they've been walking around that area because it's a big area. They were walking around all night. They got tired, so they just sat there and waited for somebody to find them.
Oh.
It was pretty sad to see, and that's the way our laws function.
Right. And these Border Patrol agents, I mean, they're out of their own pockets. They're providing food and water, you know, for these refugees. I mean, it is a sad story, but this is what chaos brings. Eddie Scarry, commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, fresh from the border. Thank you, Eddie.
Thanks, Bill.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.